My favorite flavor of Froyo would be the Dutch chocolate and cake batter. Maybe with some chocolate on top too and strawberries.
I get chocolate Oreos and strawberries every single time.
My favorite flavor is the pink lemonade. I like all the fruity toppings, the strawberries, the pineapple, and the blueberries.
It's springtime here in Corvallis, and what better way to beat the heat than with a cool serving of frozen yogurt? I kept this in mind while walking down Monroe Street craving something sweet. The pink sign for Yogurt Extreme caught my eye, and the bright advertisements drew me in from even a few blocks away. I walked inside and was immediately greeted by friendly employees and the pleasant mixture of smells coming from the toppings bar. At first, I was overwhelmed by the amount of flavor options, but thankfully, sampling is highly encouraged here, so I ended up with a pile of strawberry-flavored Froyo, smothered in hot fudge, walnuts, and I even threw some gummy bears on top there in order to treat myself. While I was enjoying my Froyo and watching families, OSU students, and other members of the community enjoying their own creations around me, I couldn't help but wonder, what about Yogurt Extreme makes it so successful? I'm Andy Davis, and in this podcast, I will explore how the inviting atmosphere, customizable options, and convenient location on Monroe Street gives Yogurt Extreme its competitive edge. I wanted to know how this delicious frozen treat even became such a fad, so I did some digging around online and discovered that frozen yogurt was invented in 1981, but didn't really become prominent until the early 2000s as healthier alternatives became more popular. The two sisters, Jane and Karen, who started Yogurt Extreme, were traveling around Southern California when they noticed the popularity and demand for frozen yogurt there. They decided to bring the trend north and open up 5 Yogurt Extreme locations in Oregon in 2010. Including the Corvallis location on Monroe. Restaurants and cafes have lined Monroe Street for decades, and they've always been competing with each other for business from Corvallis' residents. I talked to an alumni named Judy who attended OSU about 30 years ago, and according to her,
Monroe has changed quite a bit.
Judy also brought up a good point regarding the secret to Monroe Street's popularity.
The popularity Monroe Street hasn't faded over time because of, you know, obviously the location and the convenience to the campus, with it being really the most commercialized area.
Opening up shop when they did, at the height of Froyo's popularity, combined with their prime location, has made Yogurt Extreme a successful hotspot in Corvallis. As I explained earlier, it isn't hard to locate Yogurt Extreme. Outside, their bright pink sign and large windows act as a lure to draw in people walking by. As you walk in, the pink swirls continue onto the walls. Upbeat music is always playing as employees invite you in with a smile and a
"Hi guys, welcome to Yogurt Extreme."
The large open space allows for ample seating for groups of all sizes. A customer named Grant told me what he thought of the atmosphere.
Yeah, it seems like a very friendly environment. All the workers seem very nice.
A slideshow of happy customer faces is always playing on large screen TVs on either sides of the room. The walls are also lined with OSU sports posters informing customers of upcoming events and connecting with their community through school spirit. It is important to Jane and Karen to create an environment where customers feel welcome, satisfied, and happy above all else. The wall even states that selling happiness by the ounce is their goal. Whatever wild assortment of flavors and toppings you can imagine come nothing close to what Swirlmaster Chelsea has seen on the job.
Okay, so we used to have these guys come in all the time, and they would get like every single flavor, and they would get all fruit on their like yogurt with every single flavor. Like, it was disgusting, all 6 flavors. And then they would come in and they would get, we used to have hot sauce, and they'd put hot sauce and caramel on top of it.
That might be a bit extreme for my taste, but as their mission statement promises, you are the master of your own creation at Yogurt Extreme. With 14 flavors of Froyo and over 100 toppings to choose from, no two orders are alike. You could go for an ultra-sweet concoction like this customer.
I like to get the chocolate Froyo with Snickers, whipped cream, and the chocolate sauce.
Or you could create something a bit healthier like this person did.
I usually get the tart yogurt with strawberries, bananas, and kiwis.
Yogurt Extreme also provides small sample cups for customers who aren't quite sure what they want yet and want to test out new flavors. One aspect of this customizable business model that works so well is the pay-by-weight system in place at the register. No matter how much or how little you pile into your cup, the scale makes sure that every order is priced fairly. For repeat customers like Evan, digital stamp cards are available with periodic freebies as an incentive to keep coming back.
They provide us with punch cards tied to our phone numbers that they can just ring up at any time. So we don't have to worry about rifling through our wallets. Just let them know our phone number, and then they say how close you are to getting a free cup of yogurt extreme.
Well, I don't know about you, but that sure sounds convenient to me. After I finished my Froyo, I made sure to set up a stamp card for when I inevitably come back for more. The location and unique history, combined with the welcoming atmosphere, makes for an even better combination than hot fudge and gummy bears. Don't just take my word for it, the Corvallis Chamber of Commerce has rated Yogurt Extreme one of the top 5 successful hotspots in Corvallis. No matter the season, rain or shine, I find comfort in knowing that at Yogurt Extreme, my possibilities are endless.